Australian scientists have discovered the fastest growing black hole known in the universe. It's so big it's consuming a mass equivalent to the sun every 2 days. The black hole is 12 billion light years away, meaning it came into existence when the universe was relatively young. It's a major find for scientists trying to understand how such a giant celestial body could form so soon after the Big Bang. Lexi Metherall reports.
For those trying to unlock the secrets of the universe, the bigger a black hole is, the better. And Dr. Christian Wolf and his team at the ANU's Research School of Astronomy and Astrophysics have found a monster.
What's really important in this business is now to actually find the most massive ones, because they are the hardest ones to explain. But they are also the hardest ones to discover, because they are really needles in the haystack.
Supermassive black holes, or quasars, are hard to find among the billions of stars in the universe.
We estimate that this black hole has a mass of at least 20 billion times the mass of the sun.
There's a supermassive black hole at the centre of our galaxy, but compared to this one, it's a lightweight.
That one has a mass of 5 million solar masses. That is 4,000 times less mass than the one that we have now found.
And it's a good thing this monster black hole isn't at the centre of our Milky Way. For one, it would likely emit so many X-rays, life probably couldn't exist. Also, it's devouring a mass equivalent to our sun every 2 days. But don't worry, Dr. Wolf says it won't suck us in too.
We don't have to be afraid of that. It is very far away. The light has travelled for 12 billion years until it reached us, and we were now able to see this. So that means it's far, far away in another galaxy, and it would never drift and come over here.
This big black hole was around when the 13.8 billion year old universe was only about 1.2 billion years old. And that's a puzzle for scientists who don't understand how quasars grew so big so early in the history of the universe. Professor Tamara Davis is an astrophysicist at the University of Queensland.
There's a big mystery about how these supermassive black holes form, because we don't understand how something could get that big that quickly. Our sort of normal theories don't work. And it might mean that there were sort of seeds to these black holes in the very early universe, just like during the birth of the universe, some seeds, really massive seeds, were created that these black holes then formed around. So it actually has implications for how the universe began and what mechanism triggered the Big Bang.
Astrophysicist Tamara Davis ending Lexi Metherall's report.